This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. In progress note in Florence, Taylor. The home visit note. Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. Florence, F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E. Place was her private residence in Lennon, Michigan. Date was June 20, 2022. New paragraph. Mrs. Taylor was seen regarding osteoarthritis, paraplegia, hypertension, and edema. Mrs. Taylor had a stroke about 4 to 5 years ago in which she was confused, but she mostly recovered, period. She did state that she had CT evidence of stroke at that time, period. She is paraplegic and has no use of her limbs, of her lower limbs, period. This is not from a stroke, but she had a spinal injury after surgery, period. This was many years ago, and she's not been walking, period. She's somewhat debilitated, period. Mostly bedbound, period. She has osteoarthritis, which is relatively stable at the present time, and she does have Norco available if needed, period. She's hypertension. This is currently controlled. There's no headache or any cardiac symptoms, period. She is on Eliquis. Due to history of knee pain thrombosis, period. The urinary and fecal incontinence also, period. She has a Foley in place, and that's being changed every 2 weeks, period. She complains of some nausea, and that's been off and on for a long time. It usually gets worse just prior to the time she needs her Foley changed, period. Her urine is odorous, period. I could not have any dysuria, though, period. Apparent view of the system. She has decreased vision, period. ENT, no complaints. Respiratory, no dyspnea or cough. We have vascular, no angina. She has occasional palpitation. GI, she has constipation. View, she has a Foley in place for retention. And needs a change every 2 weeks, and she does get odorous urine at times, period. Musculoskeletal, she has osteoarthritis and thickening of the knees, but the pain is not too bad now, period. Comparative past history, osteoarthritis, stroke history, hyperlipidemia, osteoporosis, urinary and fecal incontinence, spinal cord lesion, post-op. She had a cholelithiasis and renal stones, but declined any surgery at that point, period. She had been on hospice, but that was discontinued because she had stabilized, period. Two paragraph. Examination. She's not really distressed. Temperature 97.3, pulse 71, respiratory rate 16, blood pressure 120 over 70, O2 saturation 97%, head and neck exam. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. People are equally reactive to light. Oral mucosa are normal. Ears normal. Hearing is a bit diminished, but not severe. Neck subarachnoid nodes are palpable thyromegaly. Their eyelids and counting time are normal. Lungs will clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular. Normal S1, S2. No S3. No S4, no murmur. She has systolic murmur to S6. Slight edema, but not much. Abdomen soft and not tender. No palpable organomegaly. CNS cranes are intact. Sensation and motor function are diminished in the lower extremities. Here, in fact, is paralyzed in the lower extremities. Musculoskeletal shoulder range of motion is about normal. Paragraph skin, she has a sebaceous cyst on the right breast. Paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Taylor is paraplegic following the spinal lesion and surgery. Two, she has a history of stroke and allocated aspirin 81 milligrams daily. The simvastatin has been stopped when she is on hospice care period. She is stabilized and is longer on hospice period. I won't add any statin at the present time period. She has osteoarthritis and may continue Norco 7.5 to 25 one every 4 hours if needed period. Five, she has hypertension controlled with Norvasc 10 milligrams daily, and she had been on hydrochlorothiazide period. She had her her lisinopril stopped, and she used to be on 40 milligrams daily period. Her pressure is stable. I will change from hydrochlorothiazide to the lisinopril at 20 milligrams daily period. I'll go up if I have to period. She's also on metoprolol 50 milligrams daily period. Next, she has history of atrial fibrillation and I'll continue Eliquis 5 milligrams BID period. Oh, please correct the fact when I said she had a DVT. I don't believe that's the case. She has had atrial fibrillation and stroke. She's changed that in the history of present illness. She remains on metoprolol 50 milligrams daily. Her heart rate is stable period. She has urinary retention, allocating the Foley period. Other than changing from hydrochlorothiazide to lisinopril, I will order lisinopril 20 milligrams daily. She has Miralax if needed for constipation. Overall, continue the current plan period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation.